Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, have the tables turned, Lee.
Okay.
Once upon a time, the Ayatollah of Iran threatened to kill Donald Trump, put a fatwa on him, calling all Muslims as their sacred duty to murder Trump and everyone around him, sent three assassins to do just that. He had the upper hand. Joe Biden was president. Democrats didn't care if Trump ended up dead. They were trying to put him away for 700 years. Would have solved a major problem. The Ayatollah was out of control. When you threaten to kill a former president of the United States, a guy who is contending to be a president of the United States again, as the Ayatollah did, and we know tried to do it. We've got, again, three of their assassins in custody, one of whom fled the country the day before Butler. That would be July 12th. Kind of error coincidences, but yes, 365 days in a year. What are the odds, right? What are the odds? And the Ayatollah was having himself a good old time because the Democrats let him do whatever he wanted. Killed Trump, no big deal. They're on the same page on that. Wink, wink, nod, nod. How do you know? Well, I mean, when you reach a point in America where this country is so divided that one of your top three enemies on earth, and those would be like, you know, China, Iran, and Russia for us, tries to kill a former president. I don't care the party. Don't care. And the party in charge, Democrat Party, just shrugs their shoulders and doesn't even level sanctions. In fact, the week after, rolls out the red carpet for the president of that country, who gets Secret Service protection Donald Trump couldn't even get. The Ayatollah, you're the Ayatollah, you're feeling like you're pretty full of yourself. Like, you can, you know, you do whatever you want. We'll send fourth and fifth assassins till we get him. Maybe one time he won't turn his head. Maybe we'll get the kill shot. Boy, was he full of himself. And you need this setup to understand what happened yesterday. The tables just turned. The Ayatollah once tried to kill Trump. Now Trump is laying out the terms in which he gets to live. Because you don't get to kill the head of our country. At least not when Republicans are in charge. You don't get to kill a former president, at least not when Republicans are in charge, the same party. So Donald Trump's Truth Social yesterday, you could see what he's doing. He's telling the Ayatollah, we know where you are. We can kill you anytime we want. So look, all we want is your nukes. Give us your nukes. We've killed everybody else. I mean, how's your chief of staff search going? How's that working?
That's a busy committee right there, because
very busy trying to stay alive, yes.
That search committee is having to replace people on a regular basis.
I know. So what Donald Trump is saying to the Ayatollah yesterday, what he's saying is to him, look, we're going to destroy your nukes. We've been clear, you're not having nukes. This is not a Democrat administration. So we can do this one of two ways. We can come in and destroy your nukes after we kill you, or maybe simultaneously, who knows, or you can surrender. Total surrender. Peacefully allow us to come in. in a way that's safe for everyone, you, the Ayatollah, but also for us, and we will destroy your nukes that way, your choice. Oh, and we know where you are. And that is the preferred way to do it with Iranian permission for Trump on so many different levels. One, for safety, but also just because it's going to give him the, you know, the cover, the approval. I mean, you're not at war if the Ayatollah has capitulated and allowed you to just, you know, go ahead and take, you know, use the bunker buster bombs and take out the nuclear facilities. And that's plural, by the way. Everybody's talking about Fordo, and that's obviously the one that we need to take out, but it's not the only one left. And there's some debate about the amount of damage that the Israelis have done to the one that they hit. So I don't know. But that's what Trump's trying to do right now. He's showing them, look, let us come in. We know where you are. We can kill you anytime we want. Let us, like, let's do this peacefully. Let us come in and destroy your nuclear facilities. And, you know, maybe we can talk about you living, or we know where you are. When you say in a world full of satellites, Lee, we know where you are, that means we're going to know where you are when you move. Don't think you can run away. You can't run away. Once we have a beat on you, you're done. You're not escaping. We're going to get you. So the Ayatollah last night, I should say Iran last night's more accurate way to put it, threatened to deliver a surprise the world would remember for centuries. So
that sounds a bit ominous, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, they're also promising in their media to launch strikes on U.S. bases. Of course, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard spokesman yesterday also said that Israel is using ghosts, demons, and witches to eliminate Iranian leaders, not actual military hardware. So, you know, I mean, it's the source. You got to consider the source. Yeah. So, yeah. That's kind of where we are this morning. But to watch the tables turn, I mean, Lee, on this show, I never could understand on our side why it wasn't a bigger deal, the outrage over the Trump assassination attempts. And even just the fact that the Ayatollah was allowed to threaten Trump from his Twitter account and no sanctions were ever reimposed. I mean, think about it. Iran has borne the most crushing sanctions America has ever put on a country. And Joe Biden just lifted them, and Iran was allowed to go all the way back up to October 7th, burning families alive, raping women, spitting on their bodies, dragging them through the streets, threatening to kill Trump, actually trying to do it. No sanctions reimposed. And that, folks, that is why Iran is on your screen this morning. The Democrats gave them 4 years and built them into a monster. They only had the potential for monstership before. Now, this is what everything you're seeing on your screen is not because Donald Trump has lost his mind and he's a neocon now. It's because of what the Democrats built Iran into with $300 billion over 4 years. That's unfortunate that we have to get involved, but we have to get involved. We have to get involved so the Democrats will never let Iran get out of control again. And again, Israel knows this. They know another Democrat regime will eventually take power in America and that Iran will be allowed off the leash again, and they cannot live in that world, and we can't either. And again, as I said on my podcast yesterday, Lee, again, we're talking about a world in which Republican presidential campaigns have to run for office from a bunker to try to survive the Iranian assassination attempts. That just can't be allowed. We just went through an election like that, and I'm sorry, I don't want to do it again. So all you peaceniks out there who think you can peacefully coexist with Iran, yeah, you can, in a bunker. That's it. I won't live this way. So that's where we are this morning. Trump has the upper hand. We have total air superiority, and we'll have more updates on that. By the way, border totally securely.
Okay.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
No, of course not.
Now, this is not like the Democrats' fake secure border.
Right.
Where they claim that the border is secure, but then Bill Malusion flies a drone over and you could see like the thousands of people. And then they solve that problem not by closing the border, but by using the FAA to bar Fox News reporter Bill Malusion's drone from the airspace.
Yeah. Get rid of those cameras.
So they can fake.
Otherwise called censorship.
Yeah. I mean, like, unbelievable. When we look at 8,000 people showed up at the border. That's down from 64,000 the year before, same month. And zero were released into the country. Zero.
Wow.
None. Zipsits. Nobody they caught was released into the country. Not even one.
That sounds like a secure border, doesn't it, Tara?
Well, who would have thought it was possible?
Yeah, I know.
Now, think about this, though, Lee. For how many years did people tell us, including Lindsey Graham, right? The big lie. We could not have a secure border unless we cut a deal with them for amnesty. Remember, there was no way, couldn't do it, had to give them the amnesty. That was George W. Bush's argument, John McCain's. Lindsey Graham's, he's pretending otherwise now, but that's the case. Well, we don't have amnesty, do we? And we got a secure border. Turns out one was not necessary for the other to occur. So it's a much safer day in America today. We just have to get the terrorists out. We haven't gotten all of them. The gangbangers and Trende Aragua still running around in Colorado taking apartment complexes. Oh, we got to deal with that too. All of that coming up on the show. Stick around.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You couldn't say it. For years, you couldn't say it. It was a thing of shame. The election was stolen. There was a plot to steal the election. Oh, you couldn't say it. Republican leadership didn't dare say it. In fact, it became a test. Kevin McCarthy was Speaker of the House at that time. Ronald Romney, McDaniel, all of them. They would go on the mainstream media and they would be made to profess the truth. There is no election fraud, except Russia collusion, which we now know is a massive hoax and a lie. There was no collusion. There was no interference. There weren't even bots. They made the whole thing up. So what else might they have made up? Folks, every paragraph of this story is an absolute bombshell. We had a bit of it yesterday as it was breaking, but this, wow. It turns out there was a plot to interfere with the election, but it wasn't Russia. It was Chinese. It may have succeeded. So here's where we were. As the stories broke on Monday, FBI Director Kash Patel handed Congress an intelligence report, okay? Back in 2021, Senator Chuck Grassley got word that from a whistleblower that inside the FBI, they had discovered a plot to help Joe Biden steal the 2020 election by not Russia, no, China. By mass producing fake U.S. driver's licenses to flood the system with fraudulent mail-in ballots to help Chairman Ho become the president of the United States of America. The first Chinese president we would eventually have. In fact, a whistleblower had made the mistake of going to the FBI. And an agent had made the mistake of interviewing him. Well, that had to be fixed. Because when you do an interview like that, you create a record. In fact, a whole series of records. So what did they do? They follow up on it? Senator Grassley tried to. He demanded, because he's got the clearances to see it, to see the records of the interview, to see the intel product that had been produced by these agents who'd done it. Christopher Wray never responded, gaffed him off. But inside the FBI, oh, those busy little worker bees, they were so busy deleting and destroying all evidence that the whistleblower had ever existed, that the plot had ever come to their attention, including multiple actionable pieces of intelligence. What that means is we've got actionable pieces of intelligence. Here's how they did it. Here were the license. By the way, we caught the licenses coming in from China over the border. Border Patrol caught that. So you see the problem here. There's so many arms of it. So it's not just one piece of paper. You got to cover the whole thing. You got to cover it up, got to destroy it. They did. Around the same time that then FBI director Christopher Wray, an Olympic level perjurer, by the way, each instance of perjury that's lying to Congress is 5 years in prison. It's a felony. Anyway, right around the time he told Congress there were, quote, no known plots, unquote, foreign interference. Folks, when is Christopher Wray going to prison? Are we just going to let the statute of limitations on this one expire too? That's felony number three, by my count, that we've uncovered three separate lies by the FBI director. The other two were about the persecution of Catholics. Just bold-faced lies under oath to Congress. But when you destroy evidence like that, in what is a major crime, you kind of got to lie to Congress, I guess. The report was sent out August 24th, 2020. But was abruptly recalled by the FBI with a vague excuse of needing to re-interview the source. That's what they told the senator. Right? We got to re-interview him. Yeah, you know, we know, I got to make sure this is right. But it didn't stop there. They didn't just recall the report. The FBI ordered, and we don't know who exactly. We got to find out. Ordered its destruction. And I don't mean kind of destroy a piece of paper here, okay? They weren't just asked to disregard the report and destroy it. They were ordered to destroy all copies, remove the original report from all computer holdings, scrub the databases of any record it had ever been filed. Daily Caller writes, this wasn't routine bureaucratic cleanup. No, it was a deliberate effort to wipe damning evidence from existence. The FBI didn't just bury credible intelligence about Chinese election interference. It tried to scrub it from history. And now, years later, the truth is finally surfacing. Fix was in, so was a cover-up. Deliberate. Now, listen to how they did this. This is wild. The report alleged that China had harvested personal data from millions of TikTok users in the U.S., including names, ID numbers, addresses, and that information was then used to manufacture fake IDs with real American data, making those IDs and licenses nearly impossible to detect for the purposes of fake ballot manufacture. We still haven't explained why there were so many more voters in 2020 than there were in 24, but now we know. Now, think about this for a minute. Just rewind a little bit. Because I spent so much time documenting the real outrage, the way the fraud and the theft happened in 2020, besides the fake voters on the rolls, was the violation in the swing states of the law. Handing out absentee ballots at parks, just whole stacks of them, you can't do that. By law, you have to request them by mail. Democrats just ruling where, you know, at whatever point they were in the election apparatus. Hey, you know what? Normally, you know, you have to request a ballot by mail. We'll just mass mail them to whoever. We'll send them out to whoever's on the list. You mean the Chinese voters, those voters? Folks, we just got the cat by the tail end. This is why they invented Russia collusion. The whole time they were colluding with the Chinese. By the way, I got a guy yesterday who said he was quitting the show. Tara, come on. Democrat Party merging with China, merging with Iran. That's not happening. Well, looky here, sir. Too bad you're not here. You missed this. By the way, they didn't get every copy. The subject line of the FBI intelligence bulletin succinctly stated the potential nature of the alleged plot. Chinese government production and export of fraudulent U.S. driver's licenses to Chinese sympathizers in the United States in order to create tens of thousands. That's all it would take. Because remember how close it was in the swing states in 2020. Tens of thousands of fraudulent mail-in ballots for U.S. presidential candidate Joe Biden. And the rest is history. Chairman Ho was elected, our first Chinese president. Was he elected with the help of the FBI? This is going to get interesting, folks. My apologies for the show going out. We have engineering is awake now and we'll begin working on it. Remember, you can always go to my Rumble, go to my Twitter, go to my Facebook, Tara Servatius. We're always right there. We're always streaming. So the show never stops. You can always find me there. On one of those, if one's down, the other is always inevitably working. So I'm really sorry that that has happened this morning in the middle of some of the best content in the show. You'll have to just go to Rumble and rewind, which you can do as well. That again is rumble.com. So plenty of ways always to listen to the show. You never have to miss a beat. Okay. folks. Everything that's happening right now, let's rewind for a minute. Do you remember the outrage after the election? The Democrats told their sheeple that Donald Trump was going to be a dictator. Kamala Harris said it. Hitler, 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 Gestapo, Hitler. And then there was outrage among the left after Trump won, and they kind of abandoned that rhetoric a little bit. Because Trump was really popular, and it was killing their ratings to continue slinging it. Well, the Democrat sheeple had been promised a dictatorship with full rollout, tanks and the like. Beatings, people disappearing in the middle of the night, stuff like that. So they needed to produce it. They needed a way to fake a dictatorship. And with dictatorships, you mean you need like Gestapo-like tactics, people disappearing, you know, Democrats being dragged off, stuff like that. And look, their credibility hinges on this. You gotta look at CNN. By the way, they're such a loser asset. They're in the process of being spun off. They have no credibility left. None. So they need a dictatorship fast. They need a dictatorship fast. And Democrats are finding if you can get yourself fake arrested by assaulting a federal law enforcement agency, you can astroturf said dictatorship and get yourself all over national television, which if you're Brad Lander and you're the comptroller, whatever that is, of New York, I know what it is, but who cares? You're the comptroller of New York and you're running for the mayorship of New York City and you're badly behind. Well, you need to get arrested right away. And he did.
A major development here in the Big Apple. New York City mayoral candidate Brad Lander is detained for several hours by federal agents after he was seen hanging on to ICE agents escorting a defendant in court. Lander was later released after his assault charges were dropped, but he and other New York Democrats are lashing out following the arrest.
Trump is trying to ratchet up conflict. He wants it to happen. That's what today was about. We have to show up and do things like I did today.
I think it was a disgusting display of the thuggery of Trump's ICE.
Do you want to know what I really think? Please. It's bull. How dare they?
By the way, that is Kathy Hochul. Shit, folks. She had already set up a podium with paid protesters outside. But in other words, they did the setup before he got arrested. So that as he's being dragged out, she's out there with the fake protesters. Oh, it's great. These Democrats, man. So how did he manage to get himself arrested? Okay, next time you're at a traffic stop, or even a sporting event or something, and you see a law enforcement officer, some kind of event like that, if you want to find out how you too can get yourself arrested, grab their arm and don't let go. That'll do it. Try it next time you get pulled over, or don't if you don't want to go to prison. If you're a Democrat, try it. You could say you were brutalized. If you listen to him, describe, do you know what he said? He said, I grabbed the officer's arm. He demanded to see the warrant for the arrest of the highly valuable illegal immigrant future Democrat voter. When, of course, a law enforcement agent gaffed him off, he grabbed the arm. See, this is his part of his oversight. See, Democrats have oversight now. So once they're oversighting, this is the new line. They can grab you. If you're a law enforcement officer, they can push you. They can shove you. They think. And they're allowed to do that if they're doing oversight. If you give them commands as a law enforcement officer, you cannot bum rush the Department of Homeland Security head. Doesn't matter in their world. They get to do what they want or else. Which, folks, is just a big setup. It's just a big setup to get themselves fake arrested. Nobody explain what happened here better than Joe Concha. He has today's epic rant of the day. I don't know. It's not 9 o'clock yet, so we'll see if we come up with something better. Joe Concha explaining what Brad Lander was doing here. Now, okay, before I play that, I want you to hear this, okay? Because this is laugh out loud funny. Brad Lander admitting what he did.
All I tried to do was just hold Edgardo's arm and ask the ICE agents, do you have a warrant? And they did not show it to me, and you saw what happened.
Yeah.
All I tried to do was hold that Gardo's arm. Gardo? I held the Gardo's arm, yeah. And I said, look, I'll release you when you show me the warrant. Oh, try that. Try that next time. All I did was hold the officer's arm and tell him I'd be happy to release him once I saw the warrant. Oh, you are going down. Listen to this.
All I tried to do was just hold Edgardo's arm and ask the ICE agents, do you have a warrant? And they did not show it to me, and you saw what happened.
Yeah. So, okay, there's two things going on here, folks. Number one, what have I told you? For you, go back to Summer Love. They are asserting their right to violence. If they're mad, that is a right. It is in the Democrat Constitution. Only applies to Democrats. If we're mad, we get to burn your business, and our leaders will let us. That's number one. Number two, if we're mad and we're committing violence, we get to tell the law enforcement what to do, and they have to listen. If not, it is an abridgment of our First Amendment rights. Joe Concha nails this. Coming up next, I got to play this audio again. All I did was hold the Gardo's arm.
All I tried to do was just hold Edgardo's arm and ask the ICE agents, do you have a warrant? And they did not show it to me, and you saw what happened.
Yeah.
Joe Concha, today's epic rant. Democrats are practicing to get themselves arrested and getting themselves arrested. If you just cursory look at the details here, the arrest of Brad Lander, which was a top 10 story yesterday, because mainstream media reported it without half the facts, he flat out explains in the interviews I played that he held on to the officer's arm. He wanted to see the ICE warrant for the arrest and detention of the highly valuable future Democrat voter, criminal, illegal immigrant. And he said, look, I'm just going to hold your arm until you show me. That'll get you arrested. You don't get, everybody knows this. Look, folks, I was talking about this yesterday with my 15-year-old. I said, what do you think would happen? He brought it up. He saw this on the news. I said, what do you think would happen if you held a law enforcement officer's arm and didn't let go? He said, I'd get arrested. Smarter than the comptroller of New York. 15.
These arrests were completely contrived and rehearsed. Brad Lander, for example, the first gentleman that you showed there, if you want to call him a gentleman at all, wanted his arrest to happen, as did Senator Alex Padilla wanted his arrest to happen. Look, in Lander's case, he's trailing badly in the polls. He's running for mayor here in New York City, and he knew that the media would portray him as a martyr, as a victim. And sure enough, as you just showed, he did multiple interviews last night, including on MSNBC, CNN primetime, where he got what was, you know, the equivalent of a rhetorical hot stone massage from the so-called anchors there. Know this, almost all Democrats, not named John Fetterman, will now try to get themselves arrested, too, by obstructing and or assaulting federal officers, so they too can get a bunch of media attention and fundraise off of it, as Senator Alex Padilla did 5 minutes after his arrest when he was released. This is cheesy performance art by Democrats. And remember, they're doing this while preventing ICE from arresting those here illegally in the country for committing violent crimes. They are taking the 1% of the country's side on this to try to support these people that should be deported. And they're not going to win any national elections anytime soon if they continue to do this. But it will happen today, tomorrow, next week. We're going to see more Democrats arrested because this plays to the far left extreme part of their base. But again, most Americans know exactly what this is all about.
Yeah, You disregard the officer and you get arrested. Democrats shocked this applies to them. Honestly, that makes kind of sense. I mean, when you've been allowed to do $2 billion worth of damage to your own cities. By the way, you know the total, the insurance total so far for LA is $20 million. When you've been allowed to do $2 billion worth of damage in the past, and your leaders held back the police so you could take over stations, of course, police stations and destroy them, of course you think you can do whatever you want if you're a liberal. They're having to learn this the hard way. It's like when you send your toddler to bed early the first time. They have a tantrum.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.